when I heard that and that the content was driven by letter writing, I wanted to find some of the letter writers. But also we wanted a girl who was not attending school. And that was the story of Manisha, who lives in southern Nepal, close to the Indian border, where they don't speak Nepali, they speak Bhojpuri. And so she doesn't have any access to this radio show or the inspiration that that show provides so many teenagers.
My favorite story in the Nepal section of the documentary is where there's a little girl and she goes to school once a month. And her mom can't work out, well, that's enough, she's a girl. And then these massive intervention and these young women come and the field worker comes and they scoop up this young girl and they take her to school. The funny thing is, school is about 10 steps down the road and she starts studying and it's just a fantastic moment. That was one of my favorite stories from Nepal. What was yours?
I love the family of Sanju. The reason I love that story is because it's a generational one. Because the mother got some adult education, she began to realize that maybe her daughters could do something. So she actually went to a community lending program and got money to lend to the oldest sister to open a tailor shop. And now this older sister is supporting the middle sister, who's a good student, to get her class fees paid for it. And that sister is helping a little cousin who's a bit of a troublemaker go to school. So that was one story that I love because of the generational aspect to it.
You set out this mission for the film was very clear. What does it take to educate a girl?
Right.
What answer did you come up with?
Well, it takes many, many levels. And the levels that we got to in this film really are the community level, because that's where it all starts. With Nepal, the Young Champions, which is a volunteer organization that goes door to door, like you were describing, and then drags kids to school, but also convinces parents this is the right thing to do. So it starts with the grassroots, and it really takes that. But there are many different levels of change that have to occur. Probably the most important one is in the mindset of men in certain cultures that value male education over female education. We had stories where a sister was kept home so that the brother could go, this kind of thing, or that there was early marriage. They wanted their daughter to get married rather than go to school. So these mindsets have to be changed. You change little by little. But I think what the biggest lesson that I got out of making the film was that these huge goals like the Millennium Development Goals are achievable. They're actually can be done.